From the Director, Department of Administrative Services, recommending approval of the Department of Administrative Services Facilities Management Division Staff and Consultant Use Plan for 2013 Adopted Capital Projects. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Water.
The recommendation is... Don't we receive this? Okay, not this one. All right. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Burton.
Good morning.
Mr. High.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. The staffing plan consultant use report here for 2013 capital improvements is an annual report that we're required by a county ordinance to submit to the board in February, March. And we submit that to the Finance and Audit Committee and the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. A couple of things under the background section of the report. There are no significant changes to this staffing plan from that proposed with the adopted capital budget. So the write-ups that you saw back in November and the staffing plans on each of those write-ups, there are no significant changes to that generalized plan. We've also indicated on the spreadsheets attached to this report our recommendations to the Director of Department of Administrative Services for signature authority delegation to other county departments for certain capital projects that will not be managed by DAS Facilities Management. Several owner departments will manage specific projects directly, and a good example would be IMSD. I believe the zoo and the parks may also have selected projects that they will manage. County Board approval of the indicated signature authority recommendation will provide the appropriate signature authority for each project. And I guess with that, the part of the report is the spreadsheet that's attached. And it presents the capital adopted 13 capital budget. The project names and numbers are on the left-hand columns, along with the dollar amount that was approved. The signature authority designation is the next columns moving towards the right. You can see that most of them are under the DAS facilities management column, but several are in the owner column, particularly Department of Transportation with all the highway and some of the transit and airports. Then we've also got construction start and finish. Those are anticipated dates. They're not set in stone, but we wanted to give you an idea of when we plan to start and when we think that the construction might be finished. And then there's a project manager column there. That's the name, the last name of the individual that's been assigned that project. And if there were questions or concerns about any of these, you could contact that individual directly. They would have a lot of information about the project. And then the remaining columns to the right are the staffing for design, planning and design effort, and for construction management effort. Indicates each of those areas indicates whether a county staff person is going to do the planning and design, or a consultant, or perhaps a mixture of both county staff and consultant, and whether a formal RFP is required or whether we're going to be using annual consultants on that listing on that. The annual consultants is for smaller projects. And then construction management's the same process there. If there are consultant names that are in the spreadsheets, it's because we've already hired them, and at the time of this preparation, we entered those names. And with that, I'll answer any questions you might have.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, can I get some clarification? Could you briefly explain what the delegation of the signature authority is and what the rationale is for why there seems, I mean, I can't see by looking at size of project or even department, there doesn't seem to be any consistency for some of them.
Sure.
And I'm trying to understand why you do it and why you don't in other cases.
Sure, Supervisor. That is something, as we go through the capital budget after it's been adopted, because architecture, engineering, and environmental services is county-wide service provider, For most of the capital projects, we are responsible for the budget and for the schedule of the projects. And that's listed accordingly with the X in under Don's facilities management. By signature authority, I mean we're responsible for the budget and expenditures and any accounting therefore or thereof. If it's an other or the owner department is responsible for that for various reasons. The highways is a good example of our DAS facilities management does not get involved in planning and design highways, so that's a Department of Transportation. Transit, we're going to be dealing with all of their projects except for the bus protector shields, so that would be Department of Transportation. Airports, the airport engineering is handling, which is part of architecture and engineering, is handling most of those projects except for the insulation program and the master plan, so the airport administration would be, or the Department of Transportation would be signatory for that. In the parks department, typically these are projects that are smaller in nature that they're probably going to handle with a time and material contract, and if the Department of Facilities Management were to get involved, we would probably use more of the costs for planning and design than we would for construction. So these smaller projects, in order to concentrate the money that's available on the actual construction, those will be done time and material. The zoo has several projects there that they're planning on doing in pieces under their own supervision or their own time material contractors. We have assigned an architect from facilities management that works with them. I won't say exclusively, but they have an architect that working relationship has worked well for them. So even though we don't have signature authority, we're involved in that planning and design process. And then others such as the under behavioral health division, it's a piece of equipment, the monitor defibrillator. That would be their signature authority. And so that's, I guess, on the last page. It's very similar. Many of the, especially under other county agencies, the WO projects, there's a number of IMSD projects that we don't get involved with unless there's some infrastructure that we need to assist, but they would generally be the project managers for that. So that's the rationale.
Thanks. Okay. Supervisor House, now Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In reviewing these extensive documents, I found very helpful and informative for the scope of what we, as the whole county, have to work on. Naturally, my eye was searching for the phrase East Layton Avenue between Howell and 704, better known as the Layton Avenue Washboard. Do you have some indication you can share? Direct towards the chairman, please.
Mr. Hahn.
Mr. Chair, I would defer to the Director of Transportation, as that's their area.
Mr. Draz.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Layton Avenue is on the five-year schedule in the item number.
Okay, if it's in
later there. On for the department.
Then we'll talk about it then, okay, later on. We'll bring back to you on that one. Supervisor Jersey, Mr. Chair.
I don't criticize my colleague for keeping that before us because I know that's a tough road there. But on the war memorial renovations, $2 million. I know we are going to probably be watching this one for quite a few years. Can you specify what part of the renovations are being laid out here? You've got the $2,200,000. With Mr. Stavi being the project manager. Which project is that?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, that would be under the WOs, I believe, correct? I'm just trying to locate it.
War Memorial?
On the spreadsheet.
Yes, it is WO, and it's
WO051. We have $2 million there.
Right.
I would say primarily that work this year has to do with structural repair I think there's some roof replacement involved, and there's also stair replacement involved. And so Mr. Stabby's area is the civil and site section, more engineering than architecture. In out years, we'll probably be getting involved. I believe there's also one piece of that is the HVAC planning, no construction. And that is under Walter Wilson, our architect.
And, I mean, there is a fairly, and I understand we're going to hopefully be getting good news soon on that whole thing there. But this is going to be an ongoing process there with some major, new incentive projects going. I know the county will continue perhaps to have oversight, but not always be the actual performer of the of some of the oversight. And I guess my question is, will Mr. Stabby be the person that continues to oversee that project? Or do you see different staff going over there? Or how does that work?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, in the 2013 year, it's primarily in that civil and site area, so Mr. Stabby would be overseeing the expenditures. As we move into the out years, we get into the HVAC renovations, which is historically been under the county architect, which is Mr. Wilson. That role of being the project manager may change in the out years.
That's helpful. So you have different folks that you go to regarding their expertise. Is that how you do that?
Mr. Chair, correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's nice to get a nice spreadsheet of the different projects and, you know, who's working on them. But when it comes to consultants, I guess it would be nice to have a report that shows how much we're actually spending on these consultants. And what they maybe charge per contract on this. Because I guess we go through this back and forth, you know, should we have our own personnel doing this? Should we be increasing the number of people we have in your department, or should we be, you know, looking for consultants to fill the gap? Is there a different report that you provide at a different time that has it? I don't recall.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we have, I think, probably 85 years ago, prepared an overall report that looked historically, maybe over the last 10 years, how much of the work we did with consultants, how much of the work we did with in-house staff. I don't typically annually prepare anything like that, unless the committee requests it. I can say that over the last few years, there were some major staff reductions over the last 10 years, and the work volume has been up and down. Although I would say, if we compare it in thinking of that last time we reported on this. The work volume hasn't really gone down. It's stayed fairly level, and that has something to do with the cap for capital projects. But we do supplement our staff with consultants and temporary employees that are architects and engineers.
Right. Do you you know, every year you put your budget together and how many personnel you plan on having. Is there some type of matrix or formula you use to decide, or is it just we want you to only have 10 people? Those are the directions that are given to you, so you lop off whoever is above that? Or?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I would say over the last few years, we have... each year we continue to look at our staffing needs, and we'll ask for positions if we think they're necessary. With the variation in volume of work, some years it's more than others. And I guess if we broke it down into units of architecture and engineering that we have. I would say the airport engineering staff is probably as fully staffed as it's been, but that's because the work is there, and there is a significant amount of work each year, and that hasn't changed. Whereas in other areas of the county, because of the cap and because of the cost issues and the economy, there has been less work. Some years there's more architectural work. Some years there's less architectural work. Some years there's more civil work. And so we look at that staffing plan and try to anticipate, is there going to be a sustained work in architectural area? Then we'll ask for an architect or a mechanical engineer. If not, then we'll try to get by with what we have and then supplement with the other consultants.
Thank you. If we could get for the next cycle a brief report that, you know, breaks down the temp workers and consultants, how much we've spent or plan to spend on those, I would be interested in that information. And one just last side note, when it comes to capital projects, I think everybody's aware that Milwaukee County assesses a 0.5% sales tax. When that was first initiated, I believe in 1991, it was for debt service and to cash finance capital projects. And that under now Governor Walker, when he shifted that and basically looted our capital accounts and dumped that money into the operating budget, now you see the ripple effects of that, where we basically have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of need out there, and we have no resources, and now there is no staff. So even if, you know, Bill Gates dropped $100 million on us tomorrow, it would be incredibly difficult for us to gear up and to complete those projects, because we don't have the in-house staff to do it, and or even manage the basic programs. It's one of the reasons I talked quite a bit about how we changed our capital planning and all these things for the last 13 years, and I think now you see some of the negative outcomes of how we staff this department and the use of consultants and temporary workers, which I don't know if that's really in the best way to be running our department. But unfortunately, it's not Mr. High's problem. He's been rowing the boat with one oar in the water, so it's not his problem. It's the county that's put him in that position. So thank you.
Are you also making a motion to move approval item number 9?
Yes, I will do that, even though I'm not a big fan of consultants.
Supervisor Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under the zoo, there is a zoo master plan for 200, but I don't think it's planning. It's not labeled as planning. More details on that measure.
Huh?
On page is that? You see where I'm referring to, Mr. High?
Mr. Chair, yes, the Zoo Master Plan, that'd be on page 2 of the spreadsheet. It's WZ60600001.
Mm-hmm.
It's $200,000 there. That's a consultant, and the zoo has direct signature authority, and they will. There's no direct involvement of architecture and engineering staff in that master planning effort as the project manager. We do have an architect that's assigned to assist them, and he's involved in that. But they handle the RFP process. They negotiate the contract.
Okay. Yeah, it just wasn't labeled. So okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Hock?
Mr. Chair, just a question on the report that we're being asked to provide for next month. Is that just on the 2013 year, how we plan to deal with 2013?
Right. How about we start with 2013, and then we'll see how that goes, and then if we need to extend it, we'll extend it. But we'll start in small pieces.
I have two things. Do you have the funding for all these projects for 2013 in place?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Mr. Sola, have you looked at the DBU proponents for all these projects?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on item number 9?
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Workowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 10.